The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me. I have exciting information, let me tell you. If you've ever gone to purchase a house and you've put up an earnest money deposit, that is the amount of money that you're saying to the seller, I'm in earnest, I mean what I say, I will buy your house, there are three times you can kiss your earnest money deposit goodbye. Plus, five things that your home appraiser wishes you knew. Now think about your preparation to get on the market to get top dollar, and that there's two buyers for every home, the buyer and the bank, right? The buyer pays the price, hopefully, that you're asking. Your agent does a good job of selling the value of the house, the improvements you've made, but the appraiser comes behind and oftentimes can undermine the pricing. So what are those things that your home appraiser wishes you knew before you did the improvements you think are necessary? Also, how to sell your house for top dollar. Last week, I jumped in and described the quiet listing, the preparation of a house, and how you can sell a house that's not really ready, or maybe will never be ready to sell in the traditional fashion. We have a great tool called the quiet listing that we use for that. Also, today, I'm going to cover a number of the steps that we use to sell houses. And Andrew Carl, who's the executive in residence and founding director of the program in senior housing administration at George Mason University, will be my guest. That and so much more right here on the Eric Stewart Show. Don't go away.